Okay. Well, you know, things happen. Things go down. And your boy is here. I'll bet, though, a little bit late. But it's all good. I'm here. What's happening, everybody? It's your boy Onyx here going full nerd. Yo, let me tell you, I just been talking to myself for about 15 minutes, not realizing how my equipment works and all that good stuff. But that's okay. That's okay. I'm back. I'm here. Hopefully, everybody's getting this notification and they're popping in. Who? I'm going to start off again. Okay. But I'm going to start off this time. It's been a back and forth thing. I can't wait to see how the replay looks on this, because the replay may be a little funky. It may look a little crazy, but your boy is here. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Or as they said back in the Sammy Davis days, oh, man, oh, shove it. What's happening, everybody? It's your boy Onyx. What's going on? Eventually, I will get this right. Yo, if you're here on the check-in, please go ahead, throw your hands up. Say hello inside the chat room. I'd love to hear and know that you are watching. So, what's going on? This is The Week in Nerd News live once again every 6 p.m. here, coming for live from my home studio, my little corner of the world, being broadcast live over YouTube. Also going to be a podcast that you can find on the anchor.fm/goingfullnerd, the Anchor app that you can get on your Android and your Apple iOS phones. That's right. You can take Going Full Nerd with you on the go. Yes, yes, yes. But anyway, this is what we're going to go ahead and do. We're going to talk about what's going down. After 5 weeks, 5 weeks in the box office, all right? 5 weeks in the box office. Guess what? Black Panther, the king has finally taken a seat. Let me do that like that. See how I did that? The king has finally taken a seat. It has been dethroned by another movie. Yes. Yes. And you can check out my review of that movie that dethroned Black Panther in the movie theaters. That is Pacific Rim Uprising. And you can check out that movie review on goingfullnerd.com or possibly on the YouTube channel. Yeah, the YouTube channel of the same name. You see what I'm doing right there? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. I will tell you, my review, it'll take you back. So go ahead and peep that out. But anyway, I will say, I can see this being a box office in turmoil until Infinity War comes up and starts smashing records. I have a feeling it's going to smash just a few. It's already smashed one with pre-sales. I think there's going to be a problem in the box office when it hits. I think they might just have to make whole theaters, big 18 theater multiplexes, Infinity War related. I don't know. That's between me and you. I'm just saying. That's what I'm going to go ahead and say. So, let's keep talking. Let's keep talking, folks. Let's keep doing our thing. So, what else is going down? Well, this is it. Top five in the box office. We all know Pacific Rim Uprising brought in 28 mil. Coming in number two, Black Panther, 16.6 mil. All right? Followed at number three by I Can Only Imagine at $13.8 million. And also coming in at number four, the sequel to Romeo and Juliet at $10.6 million, Sherlock Gnomes. Followed lastly at number five by Tomb Raider, which was at number two last week. That tells you. Tomb Raider, Fall from Grace. You can check that review right here on my goingfullnerd.com. Also, that came in at 10.4 million as it came in fifth. But anyway, let's go on. Let's talk a little bit. Let's talk a little Netflix news. What's going on? A little Netflix news. Netflix news? Little Netflix news. Yes, we'll do a little Netflix news. Hey, everybody remember Daredevil season one, right? Hot stuff, right? Right? Good show, right? Well, the showrunner that was in charge of that effort wants to do another Marvel Netflix series. What they want to do what he feels he needs to do is Moon Knight. Now, some of you may be sitting back saying, what the heck is Moon Knight? Think of if Batman had a mental disorder, split personalities, still fought crime as a singular entity, the Moon Knight, in all three of the jacked up personalities. Has a butler named Frenchie, has super rich, got the Moon Knight copter, got all his weapons. You know, he could go from being homeless Moon Knight to super rich Moon Knight to mercenary Moon Knight. You know, that's it, under the alias of Mark Spector. They're your all white costume, all right? You know, they've had a couple of iterations of that in the comic books. The Fist of No Shoe, where he had, you know, some mystical powers from the Egyptian gods, and some where he was just a regular dude. But hey, it is what it is. That's how it rolls. Now, I will say, if they follow that, that is awesome. What's up on the live check-in to my man Low Cuts? Yes, I did check out that Wendy's mixtape. It is hot fire. I really would love to interview or talk with the people that was responsible for that, because that's hot. That what they did, they tried to kill the game, and pretty much they killed the game with that Wendy's mixtape. I'm gonna just throw that out there. This is actually gonna be one of the shortest live shows, because I really didn't have that much this week, other than the movie review that I did. A couple little things came out, but there wasn't really any big news. But there's some interesting news. Let me throw one more thing out at you. Let me throw something else at you right now. All right? We're going to throw this at you right now. All right, next up, Men in Black is getting a reboot. I didn't think Men in Black with Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones was old enough to get a reboot. You know, I didn't think it was old enough to get a reboot. That was interesting. That's surprising. And who they have is kind of, it's kind of locked up. It's kind of interesting. They've got Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth. You know, Valkyrie and Thor from Thor Ragnarok. That's pretty interesting. That's pretty something. Hold on. What, cooking? She burning something? Anyway, so my thing is, you know, they had put out in the Hollywood papers, though, and all that good stuff. It's going to be an ensemble piece, meaning it's going to have a big cast. It's going to have a lot of peeps. It's going to have a few peoples. And then, most of all, it is going to be directed by F. Gary Gray. You remember Straight Outta Compton? You remember that? I'm just saying. Is, you know, the black director thing is getting a lot of fire in Hollywood. They picking up. They everybody trying to get on the bandwagon. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. But anyway, Men in Black reboot. It's going to be on June 14th, 2019. But we know that could go south. That could go east, west. It could go anyway. It all depends on the world as we know it. So that's, you know, that's going to be interesting. I really want to know what they're going to do with the Men in Black reboot. Hopefully it's not telling the old story. Hopefully they just doing something different, or maybe talk about another Men in Black office. That would be my thing, because, you know, J&K was hard to follow. That's all I'm saying. And you got a lot of iconic stars that was in the original joint that's not there anymore. They not with us. They not with us. But that's cool. That's how we're going to do. You brought up a good point, Mr. Low Cuts. Krypton came out. I did a little piece on it. I talked about it this week on GoingFullNerd.com and on my podcast on Anchor FM, anchor.fm/GoingFullNerd. I did peep that out. You know, you could check that video out on the channel. You could check it out. But what I'm going to say is, did we need another Gotham? You know, we got Krypton. You got Gotham. You know, what else we going to get? We're going to get a Coast City for Green Lantern fans. We're going to get a Central City for The Flash. You know, we're going to get, you know, Tales of Central City before The Flash. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get that. So, I'm just saying, they, you know, Warner Brothers take an idea. Maybe, like, you know, we had Smallville back in the day. Warner Brothers be like, yo, this worked for us. Let's ride this pony until the horse foot pass out. That's all I'm saying. That's all I got to say. So, you know, it is what it is. They do what it do. But what I'm saying, you know, they just got to, might want to tone it back and start concentrating. But they got the classic thing going on. I really want to see how they flip it with the Adam Strange, see if they mix in some Green Lantern mythology. I mean, I'm going to give it a couple of weeks and see if it rolls out, see if it leaves a good taste in my mouth. But right now, that first episode, I don't know, Luke. I don't know, man. I don't think that was hot fire to me. I don't know. I'm gonna have to get back to you on that one. I'm gonna have to watch a couple more and figure it out. Now, there was some other stuff that came down. You see, I got my Deadpool. Now, there was some news articles talking about the Deadpool screenings were less than favorable, and they sent people back for reshoots. Now, that's kind of strange, considering Deadpool's going to come out in May. That's a short timetable right there to put some reshoots, get these actors back. You see what happened with, you know, you see what went down with Justice League, and they had to take the mustache off because people had other projects. You know, Henry Cavill had that Mission Impossible fallout that's going to hit theaters soon. They've been, you know, doing that, you know. Yes. So Deadpool 2, you know, I looked at the trailer. That trailer, Josh Brolin is Thanos. You know, he's also doing double duty as Cable in the Deadpool movie. I'm like, oh, he's trying to be the big, bad, I'm the man this year when it comes to stuff. Then you got Zazie Beetz as Domino. She that's a new take with the big... with the big domino fro. They got her more as somebody with vitiligo than pasty white skin and a, you know, Dalmatian spot over her eye. I could dig that. They're trying to keep it grounded. You know, they're going to have, you know, Colossus is making it back in, Negasonic, the Teenage Warhead. And then they got a couple of things. I saw when you looked at the trailer, you stop it at a certain point, Shatterstar is there. They got my man that, what's his name, Skarsgård, whatever his name, the dude that played Pennywise in It. He's in there as another mutant. Then they got your boy Terry Crews. Hold on. Terry Crews, you know, I can't do him, but he makes his chest go like that. They got Terry Crews in there playing Jesse Bedlam. You know, they pulling mutants out the tail. They're like, yo, what? Ah, mutant we got. Bedlam, yeah. They pulling out mutants out the yin-yang. But, you know, the main thing is Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool. Well, this is the deal. The girl with the whip, that is it Surge? Everybody's saying that is Surge, the girl with the whip, purple hair. But, you know, we won't know definitely until we see everything and they kind of solidify it. But this is the thing. Hollywood Reporter, you know, Variety put out a joint and it said, yo, people hated it. They couldn't stand it. It was garbage. I was like, ooh, that's kind of rough. That's kind of hard. That's not good. Well, they said, wait a minute. They did multiple test screenings, and they had some actually high score ratings. They actually outscored the OG Deadpool, which we know was a massive hit. It was like, yo, this is all hell Deadpool. We were like that for the past year when it came to superhero flicks for a minute. But they say the scores it got, they say it got three scores. It was a 91. On that first one. Then it was a 97. Then it was a 98. I was like, okay. So, you know, they say they're doing a little more reshoots because people say they wanted to see more Cable and they wanted to see more Domino. So, obviously, those two were big breakouts with the test screening. So, they're going to add a little something. And they say there's a special cameo, a special secret cameo in the movie, meaning they may have got a couple of dollars and they may have slid. Is it Hugh Jackman? Did they slide a Hugh Jackman in? Maybe, maybe not. Or maybe they got, you know, maybe somebody from X-Men First Class, they slid up in there. They got a couple of dollars and, yeah, you know, made it rain to get some of them in there. Maybe, maybe not. Don't know. But all I know is Fox is doing what they got to do until this merger with Disney gets finalized, done, whatever. So I don't know. They're making that money. They're making that money. They're going to do what they got to do. So let's go out something here. Before I open it up to the crowd and whatever you guys want to talk about, so get your ideas ready. I got to cut some things loose. I got to cut some people loose. I got to cut some internet services loose. Yo, as you know, I usually do a live stream with you now. You see you now. You see it up on my screen right about here. Well, you now, you have now been voted off the island. I will not be broadcasting on you now ever again. Boop. Oh, you now cats is a bad one. It gotta go, folks. It gotta go. People don't follow your boy on that platform. People don't look for me. People don't say what's up. These people aren't interested in what I gotta say. They kind of belligerent, kind of nasty. So I had to be like, yo, you now, you gotta go. Vote you off the island. Peace. You're out of here. Also, as this pains my heart, this hurts me. Hurts me to the core. This is where I got a lot of people to follow me, but they just have not been. They have not been good to your boy. I pop in every now and then to see if I could get, you know how they do, let me get the old crew back together again. I had to vote somebody else off the island. And I had to vote. There it goes. I had to vote off the scope. Yes. Boop. Oh, no. Wait a minute. You don't want to go. Periscope, you got to. Boop. You got to go. Periscope had to go. I had to get rid of Periscope, man. Sorry, Periscope. You got to go. I don't see me broadcasting live on Periscope for any extended period of time. I may add something else. I don't know. It all depends. And you may still see me on Periscope, but it won't be that strong. But you now, you definitely had to go. So, and then there were three. YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. You will still catch me on those three platforms doing the do, doing my thing, showing up, saying what's up. But I'm as far as you now and Periscope, I'm so glad we had that time together. But now your ass has got to go. You haven't had any followers worth a darn in so many months. So now it's over. And it was not me. It's you. Man, it's hard to break up with stuff. But anyway, it is what it is. Let's open it up to the floor. Is there anything nerdy that you wanted to know about that I have not covered, that I have not done? It is your boy. I'm here for the Q and the A. Other than all of my crazy, deranged technical issues that keep me from broadcasting live when I want to. But what I also plan on doing is fixing up the Going Full Nerd website so that we always have that one page you can click on so that you know with a little schedule underneath, boom, when I go live, that goes live. It's going to be like, bam, we on. So that's just something I'm going to work on in the future, see if I can get that rocking. But if we don't have anything going, hey, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. So let's go ahead. Let me see. Do we need there to go? Well, guess what, everybody? 6:32. I think I've had my 15 minutes of fame. I think I'm good. We're going to see what goes down this week. We've been kicking it for about 20 minutes. And ladies and gentlemen, the party is now over. Peace out, y'all. This week was a slow week, but that's okay. We'll be back this week. Something's going to go down. Check out the movie reviews. Check out the review of Krypton. And we'll be checking out some stuff for some possible Netflix and chill that you could do with your peeps. But anyway, I'm out of here. Let me go ahead and hit this music. And, I think we need to hit. I think. This is my jam. This is my jam. This is what I came in, and this is the way I go out. Peace, y'all, and I'm out of here. I am what I am today, cause I did it my way, nothing y'all can say. And this life for the next one. The
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.